We return to the Yellow Jacket Hockey Pregame Show. It's Friday night, game one of a two-game weekend series down at the Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. The Yellow Jackets getting ready to take on UW-Eau Claire. I'm John Garver, and we're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And I think the way you kept saying it was, what a weird weekend. And I think the further back you get away from that, you still look at it and go, that was just a strange weekend, the way those two games unfolded.
Yeah, it was, I don't think it was our best. I was talking to a friend of mine, the guy that I played for or whatever, and he was like, well, at the end of the day, if you weren't playing your best, you still had to lead both games, and, you know, you learned the lesson without having to lose. So that is a bright spot in it. But, yeah, it was just a weekend that, you know, we didn't have the fast start that we usually have. We didn't have that that bite to our game and our forward group that we had. Our D overhandled the puck a little bit. We had a guy get injured, a significant guy get injured in Oscar, and, you know, we just didn't really kind of never found our groove. There were spurts where it was fine. It was like, okay, we've got it. And then, you know, there was good pushback by both teams, and, you know, it was a learning experience, and you know, hats off to those two teams. They played a really good game, and, you know, and our guys found a way to at least get something accomplished, but it definitely was a reflection period for us for over this week.
You talk about not getting the fast start on Sunday. Outshot 15-4 in the first period. So not a fast start. It was a downright slow start, but a good answer in the second period. You guys came out and were a totally different team in the middle frame.
Yeah, we made some adjustments. I thought that was a little bit gracious, the only four shots in the first period on their shot counter guy. But, that was probably our worst start to a game this season. Those are the things that we have to go through. We haven't really been on the road too much, and we have to find our home game on away ice. And, we did some things this week in practice, kind of get it going a little bit, and at the start of practice a little bit, not ease into it as much. And I think, you know, that's a key for tonight's matchup here and this weekend in general, is to kind of get your game going. The team that gets their game going the fastest probably has a better chance of getting accomplished what they want.
I kind of felt like, okay, we're going to get the come-from-behind win in this one when they made the announcement for that 1 minute to play in the third period. And then 4 seconds later, the game is tied. Rotten puck luck. I'm not sure I've ever seen anything like that. I felt bad for the team. I felt bad for Miles especially, because he played well, especially in that first period. That was just rotten luck, the way that tying goal went in.
Yeah, it was kind of lost my breath a little bit on the ice, on the bench there. Just like, I can't believe that just went in. It was... shoot that puck a million times, it probably never happens again. Deflects off 2-3 people and ends up not even going into the net, rolling over our goalie, up his stick, over his shoulder, into the net. So it was, you know, it is what it is. You got to let it go. Short memory. The guys, you know, did a good job to at least get it back to that. And, you know, we had the lead again, right? And we had the lead on Friday in Gustavus as well, too. And, it's basically closing out games is on the road is hard to do. And that's something that we need to start to do. It's always good when you're still learning things at this point in the season, because usually that means you've been pretty much dictating in the beginning then. So hopefully, you know, that we learn that and close out a game, and, you know, we do enough to get our 2 points here tonight.
With the two ties, you close out the non-conference portion of the schedule. You do it unbeaten, so that's a feather in the cap. That's something you talked about at the beginning of the year, that you wanted your team to take care of business in the non-conference season. Stretch run starts tonight now against UW-Eau Claire. The team nipping at your heels in the conference standings, ranked number 4 in the country. This is one of the biggest games this program has seen in a long time.
Yeah, and it's something that we should be proud of. They're a good team. In the last 2 years, I think we've shown that we can play with them and beat them and everything else. And I think we've come a long way from the second half of last season to now. And, this is a marquee matchup. I mean, this is big. There's even bigger points in this besides conference. You're talking about pairwise and everything else. So, we're going to be in for one tonight, and hopefully they're in for one too. And, you know, we let the play, we our play dictate and we go from there and build. And you know what, we have six periods this weekend, right? We need to get to the first one in a positive light here tonight.
You have six periods. They've got nine because they played on Wednesday night. They were at home here against Stevens Point, a game that, like yours last week, in a 3-3 tie. But how do you take advantage of the fact that they're the ones with the short week? They're going to end up playing three games in 4 days. How do you take advantage of that?
Well, I think the first thing, like we said, like we've talked about since the beginning of this conversation, is to have a fast start. So they have to play catch up to us, right? So they have to make adjustments. They have to change how they're doing it. Their coach has to go in there and ask them for energy and get them going. I think that will be a big part. Obviously, you know, it's no secret here now. You know, if we get the first one, it looks pretty good. You know, and then we can start to build off of that. But, you know, we talked about it and we showed it in video. Our forwards need to get back to being relentless and attacking and moving their feet and having their speed. Our D need to get back to moving the puck quickly, not overhandling it, you know, working together as a five-man group up the ice, defending 200 feet, you know, just kind of doing those little things. And, you know, and these are conference games here now. These are big points, you know. Then it comes down to the unsung hero type stuff, the pucks in, pucks out mentality, block shots, finish checks, face-offs, you know, all those things. You know, if you're positive in those areas, you know, you're wearing teams down. And, you know, especially tonight, like, I think that helps put us a good chance for tomorrow then too, right? Like you said, you know, three games in 4 days, you know, probably Monday and Tuesday this week, you know, they were focused on one team. They had one day to prep for us. And, you know, now, we got to capitalize on that. So, hopefully it doesn't come down to special teams and this game's played 5-on-5 and we can actually see our teams play each other 5-on-5, considering the first time we weren't able to. So it should be, I'm excited. This is why you coach and you know, to play good teams. And, you know, this is a big game, big weekend for our program. And, you know, hopefully we do enough to be proud of our effort.
Doesn't get much more fun than this. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Take care, Garth.